This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, you have almost done it. The end of the week is in sight, and it's going to be an awesome night tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. No guests as of now. I have a bunch of things I want to talk about, a bunch of emails I want to catch up with. We are going to talk. We touched on this a bit last night. We're going to talk about institutional trust. Merrick Garland spoke today, whining about people attacking the DOJ, and we're about to have a long talk, not just about that specifically, but about how we need to operate, why we need to operate that way to take on the communists who run the country. We're going to discuss how they take our tax dollars and attack us with it, why DEI is huge business, why plugging a border hole after the fact is not enough. It's too late. All that, drug dealers going to jail because they can't stay off Instagram, and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine this. Me, I love cheese balls. Everyone knows I love cheese balls. You ever been in a store? You've seen the huge tub of cheese balls? We have one of those at all times here in the studio. In fact, we have more than one lots of the time. I'm a cheese ball lover. Now, just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Now, let's say I not only love cheese balls, I want them all to myself. When I buy a tub, I just want to sit and I want to eat them all myself. And that's true. I don't want to share with anybody. I just want them to be my cheese balls. But Chris, he goes right by the store where they sell the cheese balls. And I start giving Chris money so he can stop, buy some cheese balls, and bring the cheese balls into the studio. Chris stops the first time we need cheese balls. He buys a tub of cheese balls, and on the way to work, he sticks his filthy fingers in there, and he eats 20 of the cheese balls on the way to work. I look at the tub of cheese balls. I say, Chris, what are you doing? You ate my cheese balls. You're not allowed to touch the cheese balls. Why'd you eat my cheese balls? The next time we need cheese balls, I give Chris money. Chris, go get me some cheese balls. Don't eat any cheese balls. Chris gets to work with the cheese balls, 20, 30 cheese balls missing again. Gosh, Chris, you ate the cheese balls again. What are you doing? Next time, cheese balls shows up. Cheese balls are gone. Next time, I give Chris money, gets cheese balls. He shows up. Cheese balls are gone. Let me ask you something. Chris's filthy habits, his thieving ways of stealing my cheese balls, what is the fuel that gives Chris what he needs to commit this dastardly act of thievery? What is it? What is the thing that does it? Chris is pointing at me, and you're right. It's me. It's my fault. What? What am I doing? I'm trusting him. I keep entrusting Chris with my money and with my cheese balls, and he is taking that trust and he's abusing me with it. My trust is what is fueling Chris's ongoing criminal enterprise. Me. My trust is the fuel. Without my trust, without me giving Chris that money and sending him to get the cheese balls, without that, he can't steal my cheese balls. He is 100% dependent on my trust. If I starve him of that, he starves. That's how it works. Now, let's talk about what Merrick Garland said today. And I want you to understand what Merrick Garland said today is frightening if you read between the lines. Merrick Garland got up and made an announcement. Almost seemed like it was out of nowhere.
For us,
Adhering to these policies, principles, and norms in everything we do is how we fulfill the promise that is foundational to our democracy, that all people will be protected equally under the law, and that all people will be held accountable equally under the law. Our norms are a promise that we will fiercely protect the independence of this department from political interference in our criminal investigations. Our norms are a promise that we will not allow this department to be used as a political weapon. And our norms are a promise that we will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is treated as an apparatus of politics.
That was Merrick Garland today. What's he saying? Merrick Garland today, almost out of nowhere, got up and gave a speech about the sanctity of law enforcement. He's done this before. Why today? Look, this is the kind of thing he's done before, but out of the blue, he got up and gave this announcement today. Law enforcement's under attack. Well, law enforcement's not political. We're being attacked. We're being attacked. You're attacking us. We're being attacked. He said stuff like this. Remember this?
These repeated attacks on the Justice Department are unprecedented, and they are unfounded. These attacks have not, and they will not, influence our decision-making.
It's time to talk about why he would make this announcement today, and it's time to have a longer talk about that trust. First, let me just get this out of the way, and we're not going to spend a bunch of time on this because this part's just the theory. I bet you I'm right, though. Merrick Garland is getting up to make this announcement today because Merrick Garland, the DOJ, in conjunction with the FBI, I bet you money, they're getting ready to announce some indictments, arrests of people who have been a little too critical of the Justice Department or FBI. I bet you're about to see a DOJ crackdown, if you will. They'll, of course, cite threats. There were threats. This guy was issuing threats. But this will be in an effort to silence and intimidate anyone on the right trying to complain a little too loudly about the fact that the DOJ is an evil, weaponized, Stasi-like agency that should no longer exist in any form the way it exists now. Chris said they're coming after you. I don't care. They probably are coming after me. Screw you if you are. Come on and get some. That's fine with me. I don't care. But mark my words, it's just a theory. This is Merrick Garland prepping the ground for upcoming DOJ indictments that will pretty much all be on right-wingers somewhere. They'll cite threats and they'll use it as a massive press conference opportunity to act as if you are exactly what they want you to be, a domestic terrorist. Remember, always, always remember, your government is turning its guns inwards against you. This is happening all across the West, Canada, Australia, UK, you name it. But the American government is slowly but surely turning all of its guns inward against you. They have bent over backwards, forwards, left and right to try to classify you as a domestic terrorist. The reason they've tried to do that is if you get the official legal designation of a domestic terrorist, then they can do to you what they've done against terrorists all over the world. They can use the law enforcement apparatus, DOJ, military, you name it. They can use anything and everything against domestic terrorists now, can't they? This is a long game, ongoing up to turn any opposition to the Democrats as being dangerous domestic terrorists who can be attacked at will, tapped at will, abused at will by the Justice Department of the United States of America. I believe Merrick Garland got up and gave that announcement today because more indictments are coming for people on the right, and they're going to use it to create the illusion in the minds of liberal Aunt Peggy that you're not just a Republican, an anti-communist, a conservative, whatever you call yourself, that you're a threat to national security, and therefore they can do anything they want to you. Now, that's just my theory about this. Let's move on and talk about the trust portion. This is going to be hard for some to hear, but we have to have the talk. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And do not forget that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours dedicated to you. Ask me anything. Doesn't even have to be political. Ask me anything you want, but you have to email it in and get it in now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Merrick Garland gets up today, gives this announcement. I'm not going to play the whole thing again. Our law enforcement, our norms.
Our norms are a promise that we will fiercely protect the independence of this department from political
I already told you my theory that I believe that means more indictments are coming against right-wingers so they can further the narrative that you are a dangerous domestic terrorist who should be abused by the FBI. That's why he gave that press conference today. I bet you money I'm right about that. But setting that part of it aside, do you remember last night? I'm going to play the thing in its entirety. It's like 4.5 minutes long, but I'm going to play it all because this is really going to be the jumping off point for what we're about to discuss. Your trust is what fuels the beast. Remember when I said this? You can save this country or you can trust in its corrupt institutions, but you absolutely cannot do both. You cannot. You cannot save the country and trust what the FBI says. You cannot save the country and trust the media. You cannot save the country and trust. Pick your institution. Maybe it's your alma mater, Harvard, whatever. You can save the country or you can trust your institution. And here's how they use it. They conquer the institutions, and then the conquered institution, instead of doing what it's supposed to do, it does the bidding of the system. And if you're sitting there as someone who still trusts the institution, but the institution's working against you, you don't have a prayer. A prayer. And it's not that I want you to be a distrustful cynic, but when you hear anything from our institutions anymore, you need to make sure your first response is they're lying. Oh, they're probably lying. Another great example, actually, from the debate. Another great example here, right here.
Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. But
As you know, the FBI says violent crime is coming down. Well, the FBI is lying, and they know they're lying. Because the major crime centers, as Trump goes on to try to explain over the moderator, the highest crime areas stopped reporting to the FBI. The FBI knows this, yet they put out these crime statistics. So, quote, journalists like David Murr and Lindsay Lip Injections can get up there and say, well, the FBI said it's going down. They conquer the institutions so they can take the credibility of that institution and use it as a weapon against you. Again, I'm not trying to make you king cynic, but this is, look, it goes back to the recent Russia DOJ thing that half the right was interested in jumping on board with. Why do you trust the DOJ? Why do you trust the FBI? The first instinct is they're lying. They have earned that. And if you give them trust, here's what you need to understand. If you give them your trust, well, no, I mean, they're not all lying. Well, the great men and women on the ground, well, I mean, it's not everybody. If you're trying to do this contortion thing, where you're just trying to bend and twist just right to give them a little bit of credibility, but you don't get it. The credibility you give them is the fuel that keeps them going. The only true power we have against corrupt institutions is to remove all credibility of the institution. Your brother who's in the FBI should be laughed at when he tells people that. Mocked. Scorned. Your mom who's in the FBI should be mocked and scorned. It's not because I want anything to happen to your mom or your brother. It's because once the public has gotten to that level of distrust in the institution, then you have stripped the institution itself of all of its power, you see. But if you still give them any of your trust, then what you're doing is you're fueling the evil people who use the institution they've conquered against you. You have got to let it go. The institutions you loved and admired, I loved and admired, they're gone. They've been conquered by filthy communists. Now we have to let them know we don't trust them anymore. And now this is back to being me live. And understand that that is another reason why evil monsters like Merrick Garland get up and give these speeches about how the Justice Department, we are a normal place and we won't accept these attacks and we can't. Merrick Garland, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Christopher Wray, you name the institution. They all know, they know that your trust is necessary for them to continue. Without the credibility we give them, they are powerless. They mean nothing. So we're going to discuss Merrick Garland, the DOJ, the FBI. We're going to walk down memory lane. You want to walk down memory lane with me? Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Plus, plus, plus.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Plus, plus. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Merrick Garland got up today and talked about, oh, we're out of the Justice Department. And the Justice Department is not a political thing like he always talks about. And we are having a long talk about institutional trust. Before I go down memory lane with you, with Merrick Garland, the DOJ, I'm going to ask you a question, and we'll revisit this. Think about somebody on the right in politics you dislike. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's someone else on the radio or television. Maybe it's a writer, blogger, podcaster. You know what? Let's make it a politician. Any politicians on the right you dislike? No question about it. And let me ask you, tomorrow morning you wake up and Merrick Garland announces that the Department of Justice has indicted that person for bribery. So the North Koreans paid him a bunch of gold to criticize Joe Biden. You're reading it. You're reading the indictment. It's very fancy looking, official DOJ seal. And oh my gosh, there's a U.S. attorney. And that is your instinct to believe them. After all, it's about somebody you don't like. And it is the DOJ. I mean, I know they've been politicized, but look at how official it all looks. Would you believe them? Let's walk down memory lane, shall we? Do you remember Josh Hawley and his extensive questioning of Merrick Garland?
Prosecutors do, but parents don't, General Garland. Do you think that a parent who looks at the 13 different federal crimes that your Justice Department has identified they might be subject to and prosecuted for, like making annoying phone calls, do you think that they're going to feel that they're welcome to speak up at a school board meeting? How about...
I'm going to pause on that for a moment. In fact, I'll start it over, but I know the point's been made, but I really can't drive this point home far enough. What happened after Roe versus Wade was overturned? This is not about abortion, so it's not about that, but what happened after Roe versus Wade was overturned is equivalent to something that would happen in any third world dictatorship in this country. Roe versus Wade was overturned, and in response to that, the communists in the Justice Department used an obscure Bill Clinton era law called the FACE Act that had never really been used. They went digging through America's laws, found one they could use, and the Department of Justice started arresting pro-lifers. Just want to remind you of that. And back to what Hawley was talking about. This might be the most astounding thing in the world. Merrick Garland should be in federal prison for the rest of his life. Parents began showing up. This is a couple years ago at school boards and making their voices heard in ways they'd never done before. This was the wake up of the norms. Maybe you're one of those norms, and good for you. I'm glad you woke up. And parents started to get angry about the COVID madness, about the anti-white filth in schools. And parents started showing up and get loud. And these videos started circulating online. And all of a sudden, this little fiefdom of education that the communists have held forever was threatened. And the White House got worried about it. And all this is documented. So if you're one of the hate listeners, take your hate and shove it. All this is documented. The White House coordinated with the teachers' union to send Merrick Garland a letter. And Merrick Garland used the letter. The Attorney General of the United States of America used a letter from the unions in the White House to send the counterterrorism division of the FBI after angry school board parents. Remember friend of the show, former FBI special agent Steve Friend? He's listening right now. I love you, Steve. You're the man, buddy. Remember what he said? He was pulled off of child pornography cases. He was trying to take down these filthy monsters who attack kids. And Merrick Garland's DOJ sent him after school board parents. Keep that in mind as you listen to this. Let's start it again.
Prosecutors do, but parents don't, General Garland. Do you think that a parent who looks at the 13 different federal crimes that your Justice Department has identified they might be subject to and prosecuted for, like making annoying phone calls, do you think that they're going to feel that they're welcome to speak up at a school board meeting? How about this one? They could be prosecuted for using the internet, I guess that would be Facebook, in a way that might cause emotional distress to a victim. Is that a crime of violence?
Senator, I haven't seen the memo that you're talking about.
You?
And I don't, even from the description, it doesn't sound like it was addressed to parents. But if you...
No, it wasn't addressed to parents. It was addressed to prosecutors. That's the problem. Why haven't you seen the memo?
I don't know why I haven't. I don't look at every... I do not get every memo that every U.S. attorney sends out. But if you're...
Wait a minute. I just want to be sure I understand this. This is a memorandum that collects 13 different federal crimes parents could be charged with. It has United States Department of Justice on the top of it, and you're telling me you haven't seen it?
Who's the memo from, Senator?
The United States Department of Justice, United States Attorney for the District of Montana.
I have not seen a memo from the District of Montana.
High enough priority for you?
That's not the question. I don't...
It is the question. Answer my question. Is it not a high enough priority for you when you're threatening parents with 13 different federal crimes. These aren't crimes of violence. You've testified today. You're focused on violence. That's not what your U.S. attorneys, they work for you. That's not what they're saying. You haven't seen it because it's not a high enough priority, or what?
Question of priority. No one has sent me that memo, so I haven't seen it.
What do you mean no one has sent you the memo? You run the United States Department of Justice, do you not?
There are 115,000 employees of the Department of Justice.
Indeed, and you are in charge of every one of them. And this is a sufficiently important case that you issue.
The DOJ, and Merrick Garland, of course, knew about the memo. Don't think for a second he didn't know. Every time he gets busted doing something truly evil, he tries to do the same thing, but he knew. Institutional trust. Let me ask the question again. I'll probably ask it a few times. Tomorrow, the Department of Justice announces an indictment against some right-winger you happen to hate, someone on our side you dislike. You really dislike this person. Again, maybe it's me. Tomorrow, they announce an indictment that person's been caught taking bribes from the North Koreans to insult Joe Biden. Do you believe them? It's going to look very official, I promise. Just like this memo did they just described. It's going to look so official. It's going to have DOJ at the top. Man, when you read it, whoo, they're going to have witnesses and it's going to look so bad. Are you going to believe them? That's an important question, you see. Because that trust you give them, that's what they use to attack you. And I want to remind you, we're going to move on to other things Merrick Garland has done, but I brought this up earlier. I want to remind you that the Justice Department of the United States of America sent the counterterrorism heads of the FBI after school board parents, and they did this based on a letter.
Very first sentence, you said, in recent months, there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence.
Yes.
When did you first review the data showing this so-called disturbing uptick?
So I read the letter, and we have been seeing over time threats.
Whoa. I didn't ask you. So you read the letter. That's your source?
So let me be clear. This is not a prosecution or an investigation.
Is there some study, some effort, some investigation someone did that said there's been a disturbing uptick, or you just take the words of the National School Board Association?
The National School Board Association, which represents thousands of school boards and school board members, says that there are these kind of threats. When we read in the newspapers reports of threats of violence, when that is in the context of threats of violence,
the source for this, for the very first line in your memo,
time of the gentleman has expired,
was the School Board Association letter.
Oh, I forgot. He also cited, we read in the newspapers. The Attorney General of the United States of America sent the FBI after school board parents because he read it in the newspapers and the school board union sent him a letter. Don't ever trust them. They use your trust against you. We will continue down memory lane. You probably already remember all this, though, because your brain is working great, because you have been taking your Chalk, right? Your natural herbal supplements from Chalk. From the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. You see, Chalk understands something. They understand that we, the individual, we need to be stronger, smarter. They understand that T levels are too low in dudes. They understand energy levels in ladies. It's getting too low, and it doesn't have to be that way. Get a male vitality stack in your body. I took mine again this morning. Female vitality stack in your body. I didn't take that, but Chris probably did. Go get your stack from Chalk. They have lit powder for the mornings. They have Chad mode if you're looking for a natural pre-workout, and the stuff works so good. You won't even need 90 days and you'll feel great. Go get a subscription. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, rocking out with Phil Collins here on a Thursday night, reminding you you can email the show, and you should. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Having a long talk about Merrick Garland, the DOJ, and more specifically, how the institutions use the trust you give them as the fuel for them to attack you. Without your trust, they become powerless. Merrick Garland gets up. Oh, my gosh. You can't attack. We are the norms.
For us, adhering to these policies, principles, and norms in everything we do is how we fulfill the promise that is foundational to our democracy, that all people will be protected equally under the law, and that all people will be held accountable equally under the law.
Really? Huh. All people will be protected equally, and all people will be held accountable equally. Let's talk about the FACE Act thing I just brought up. Remember that? Remember, the FACE Act was a Bill Clinton law that hadn't been enforced forever. It's just an old, obscure law. There are a bunch of them on the books. You know, there are states where you can still be executed for stealing someone's horse. There are all kinds of old laws on the books. It's just one of those things that happens. After Roe versus Wade got overturned, the baby-murdering demons on the left got angry. They were angry about that. And they went digging through the books. They went digging through the laws of America to try to find a law they could use. This is what your Justice Department did, Merrick Garland's Justice Department. They went digging through the laws of America to try to find a law they could use to justify the arrest and imprisonment of pro-life activists as revenge for Roe versus Wade being overturned. And they began to round them up and throw them in prison. They sent an entire SWAT team to Mark Houck's house, pointing rifles in the face of his wife and children. This is after Mark Houck, good point, Chris, had offered to turn himself in peacefully. They said, no, we'd rather stick a gun in your face. We have an 89-year-old woman currently. She's previously lived in a communist prison camp in Europe. She will live out the rest of her days in an American federal prison because Merrick Garland's DOJ attacked her. Of course, after Roe versus Wade was overturned, the street animals on the left began to firebomb pregnancy centers, and miraculously, they kept getting away with
those it. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night in the dark.
Well, it's at night. It's in the dark. Look, they're attacking courthouses.
Let me ask you about assaults on federal property in places other than Washington, D.C., Portland, for instance, Seattle. Do you regard assaults on federal courthouses or other federal property as acts of domestic extremism, domestic terrorism?
Well, Senator, my own definition, which is about the same as the statutory definition, is a use of violence or threats of violence, an attempt to disrupt democratic processes. So an attack on a courthouse while in operation, trying to prevent judges from actually deciding cases, that plainly is domestic extremism, domestic terrorism. An attack simply on a government property at night or any other kind of circumstances is a clear crime and a serious one and should be punished. I don't know enough about the facts of the example you're talking about, but that's where I draw the line. One is both are criminal. But one is a core attack on our democratic institutions.
And yet he gets up in front of you, did it again today, but this is an older one, gets up in front of you and tries to say this.
These repeated attacks on the Justice Department are unprecedented and they are unfounded. These attacks have not and they will not influence our decision making.
Why is he saying it? Because Merrick Garland and the other communists know they need your trust. They have to have it. Without it, they're powerless. Remember David Weiss? Remember this? Remember David Weiss? Maybe you don't remember the name specifically, but David Weiss was the special counsel. He's been a lifelong communist hack. And he's the special counsel Merrick Garland put in charge of investigating Hunter Biden. Of prosecuting Hunter Biden. And David Weiss tried to get Hunter Biden not only off scot-free for the crimes he was charged for, the special counsel who was supposed to be going after him tried to protect him and tried to get him immunity from all future crimes. And if it wasn't for a judge in Delaware recognizing it and throwing it out, Hunter Biden would have got off with a slap on the wrist and future immunity from all crimes. Merrick Garland, Attorney General of the United States of America, is supposed to be completely independent from the special counsel. Hey, Merrick, are you independent?
Not. I'm just under oath today. Your testimony is you have not had any discussions with Mr. Weiss about this matter?
Under oath, my testimony today is that I promised the Senate I would not intrude in his investigation. I do not intend to discuss the internal Justice Department deliberations, whether or not I had them.
Oh, okay. So your testimony today is you're not going to tell us whether you've had discussions with Mr. Weiss.
My testimony today is I told the committee that I would not interfere. I made clear that Mr. Weiss would have the authority to bring cases that he thought were appropriate.
Okay.
Mr. Weiss's
All
letter.
Right. Okay.
Of course, you understand the lawyer speak. You know what he's saying. He was not independent. Of course, he communicated and coordinated with the special counsel. He used his position as Attorney General of the United States of America to attack his political enemies and to protect his political friends. He appointed a special counsel who he knew would work on behalf of the Bidens. He communicated and coordinated with said special counsel. Couldn't even deny it. I honestly, this is an embarrassing level of denial. At least lie to me with something.
I'm just under oath today. Your testimony is you have not had any discussions with Mr. Weiss about this matter?
Under oath, my testimony today is that I promised the Senate I would not intrude in his investigation. I do not intend to discuss the internal.
That's Merrick Garland, the DOJ. And Merrick Garland gives press conferences routinely, gave another one today about how important it is that you not attack the DOJ. Hey, don't impugn the DOJ. We would never be political. We're not done yet. We're almost done. You're almost done with pain. You see, Relief Factor is here to help. I even have Chris taking Relief Factor now, too. I just dropped him another bag of it today. Thank you, Relief Factor. I love you. You see, Relief Factor goes after pain naturally. That's what I love. You know how much I hate drugs. You know how much I distrust the pharmaceutical industry. I just distrust things. I try to use natural things as much as possible. And Relief Factor is drug-free. Drug-free. Fight pain naturally, using your body's natural responses to pain. That's why Relief Factor takes care of your pain. It doesn't mask it. Let Relief Factor take care of that back pain, that neck that bugs you all the time, your hand you keep rubbing. 3-week quick start kits are $19.95. That's it. Go to relieffactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. We finished the Merrick Garland stuff. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.